Oh shit, I wasn't ready.
Oh good, man. I was just doing little taps on him.
Oh, okay. Do like a little symbol roll.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah. Everybody, welcome to Best of Five. We're staying alive somehow. My name is Elon, and it's been a hot minute. I've been going through it recently, but you know, we're back. We're back. We're surviving. We're what's the term? Enduring. We're living.
Thriving.
Striving.
He's striving, but
true.
Not me personally.
Yeah, me neither. Automatic, dude. I was saying this off stream. I feel like I haven't seen you in a hot minute, but I'm really happy to see you. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. Little something here and there, trying to go through it. But I'm good, man. I'm just crushing it on Third Strike. I got almost 300,000 views in the past 30 days on the YouTube. It's probably a record for me.
I saw that. I've awesome.
I've been editing.
Man.
Part of why I'm so exhausted, probably because I've been staying up till 4 a.m. editing videos and doing Hades runs and stuff. Yeah, I'm doing all right, man.
Is Hades good? That's the one game that like I haven't played. Both of the one and two.
Good. Hades is not done yet, so that's not the problem with it. It's when you get to the end game, ain't no end game. So it's like it feels a little bit empty, but it's still really good.
Wait a minute. Can you say something again?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
I'm attempting to.
Okay, so say what you said about Hades again. Your mic was cutting out. I think it might have been a connection thing, but I think we're good now.
It's really good. It's just not done yet, Hades 2. But the series itself is excellent. It's probably one of the best roguelikes I've played.
Oh, cool. I've been playing Mullet Mad Jack, which is like a...
I think I saw a bit of that.
Dude, yeah, it was a boomer shooter. It's basically like if Doom was an anime, but also a roguelike. And
oh,
and like the whole mechanic of the game is you have like people survive on likes, kind of like Death Stranding. So every 10 seconds you have to get likes, or like you have 10 seconds and each like gives you like 1 second of life via dopamine. So like every time you kill an enemy, you get like 1 second of dopamine. You're like juggling this timer. It's really cool. It's really interesting. But anyway, that's not a fighting game, supposedly. I mean, there's fighting in it. Welcome to Best of Five, weekly FGC talk show, where we're barely surviving, but we're here. And we're going to bitch about Street Fighter VI today. This is a Street Fighter VI show. this is a Street Fighter VI show. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the news that have been coming out for Akuma and some of the news that haven't been coming out around Akuma. And then to finish the show, we're going to take a look at Combo Breaker, because Combo Breaker is this weekend. Combo Breaker is one of my favorite tournaments. I'm unfortunately not there this year. But, you know, we're gonna play some bets as we usually do, and then we're going to, you know, see who's going to get some pizza or quesadilla over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. I actually have the Combo Breaker hat on now, but I flipped my camera for aesthetic reasons.
No, I mean, it looks good to me. Honestly, I don't know if it's because I'm like part illiterate or if it's because I'm ESL, but I always have a hard time reading the Combo Breaker logo, so I did not know that it was backwards.
Yeah. It's hard to see it anyways, right? It looks cool, but it's like, what is this? What does that say?
Yeah. Okay, so should we just get down to it? Let's just fucking do it. It'll probably be a shorter show today. Oh, there you go. That's much better. I can read it now. For those of you on the listening portion of our of our show, automatic just like flipped upside down. And honestly, I did read it a little better.
Between horizontal and vertical, they get lost to me. I forget every time I gotta look it up.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so let's just get down to it because these past couple weeks have been interesting in a weird, not so positive and also not so negative way, I guess. You know, we've been getting, like, the drip feeding of information from Capcom. One of my favorite things that happened this past week was that Combo Breaker announced that they are running the new patch with Akuma for the tournament this weekend, and I'm excited.
Yeah.
Something I'm oddly not excited about is that, like, some people just got the version of the game already. Like, Sejam's playing it right now on his stream. Don't go look. Stay here. And, you know, like, we've had Maximilian and a couple other content creators, so it's like... It feels a little weird, especially when, you know, we're talking about, like, the arms race that is fighting games with a new patch.
Right.
Like, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yes, but I don't.
You don't care enough. That's perfectly fine. That's valid.
I could think it. I could think, but I'd rather just play Third Strike than worry about it. You know what I'm
Okay.
saying?
That's very fair. That's very fair. So with these news that we have been getting, we actually got like a little bit of news like literally before I started the stream. Oh, actually, speaking of, there was even something else that popped up right before I started the stream. Literally, like as we were doing the countdown, this came out. The signups for Evo's community showcase tournaments are now live. And this is what the games are. We have BlazBlue, Dragon Ball FighterZ, DNF Duel, Samurai Showdown, Soul Calibur 6, Skullgirls, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Killer Instinct, Exert, and more. So if you like those side games, go sign up. And if you're going to Evo, go sign up right now. And it is available. It is available. Available, if you will.
I was about to say, where's Third Strike at? Oh, it's the top sense of the main game on the stage.
Yeah, that's gonna be
Hey.
exciting. I'm looking forward to seeing that, genuinely. I don't understand Third Strike all that much, just because like I never played it. I think I played it once with a friend of mine who used to play at Einstein's Arcade here in Austin when he was going to school, and he got it on his Switch, and we both worked at a comedy theater at the time, and the first game we ever played, I picked Alex because I was like, "Ah, fuck it, I'll just pick Alex, whatever." I accidentally did a low parry into a command grab, and I was like, "That's it, I'm never playing this again. It's never gonna get any better." Like the
It
first thing I
does,
ever
though.
did, yeah, the first thing I ever did was I parried a low forward into a command grab, and I was
Yeah.
like, "Yeah, this is not gonna get any better at this point."
Feel good, though, right?
Oh, it felt great. I like I still like every once in a while whenever I'm like really depressed, I think about that.
Just, I'll show you how to download it, man. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, it's funny because I think we've talked about this. I have everything installed. I've just never played it. So one of these days it's gonna happen, and then I'm gonna be like, oh, now I understand. And then I'm gonna enjoy life a little bit more, and I'll be like, wow, why haven't I done this?
So they're
Oh
both,
shit, I
and you
forgot,
play
by the
against
way.
a really good Yun, and you're like, oh, this game actually is not that good, huh? Yun.
Okay, so
But
and
that's about it.
to keep us in time, by the way, I found this store nearby that sells Delta 9. So I'm gonna take some of these gummies, and this is gonna put us
Oh,
on a timer.
shit.
This is gonna hit me in about an hour, and that'll be the timer for us to go home.
Oh
So
boy.
as soon as I start feeling it, I'll be like, all right, it's time to end. Like that, I'm not keeping you long, and I'm not keeping me long.
It's all right,
So
man.
let's get to it. This came out today via the drip feeding that they've been doing. Let me go ahead and just turn down the volume because I saw the waves, like the sound waves of how loud this was, and holy shit, we would have died. But anyway, check this out. We got new art. Hooray!
Oh, that was a callback to what? That was an old movie. The JP art, man. Why can't I think of what that was?
Wait, let me go back to
Here's
it.
Johnny. That's what it is. The JP art.
Oh yeah,
Here's Johnny.
the Shining. Oh yeah, it
Yeah.
totally is. I never noticed. Also, like you could tell Capcom's a little bit out of touch because of this Blanka art that's coming up. Like everybody's been bitching about the setups in the corner, and they're like, "Oh, you guys like the Blanka dolls, huh?"
Yeah, it could be. You could look at it that way.
But like honestly, like I'm actually kind of a fan of this art. Like the fact that they have like different art that you can pick. I think it's
No, I
something
like
that's
it.
like it's very inconsequential, but also like pretty cool. So I'm a
I
fan.
don't know why there isn't more of this kind of stuff. I feel like
Yeah.
it adds so much character to the game.
Yeah, and you know what's really interesting? I don't know if they are doing this or not because I haven't really kept up with Street Fighter this way, but I know Tekken has something similar like this where you can pick your like character art, and they've been like sourcing art from like fan art. They've been getting people from the community and adding their fan art into the game, and I think that's really fucking cool. I'm hoping Street Fighter is doing the same thing. Are they actually doing it? Who knows? Who knows anymore? Nobody knows anything. So that's been going on, and yesterday we they announced this as well. Oh, I'm gonna turn up the volume here.
Ah.
Yeah, the jukebox is actually functioning for matches now, not just the battle hub. Pretty cool. And what's really cool is this was also our... So we used to have a segment on this show called The Question of the Day, where Steve would post a question on Twitter and people would answer. I tried bringing that back. One person answered on Twitter, but we did get some cool answers from our Discord as well. So let me ask you this. Our question of the day is, Automatic, when you're playing... If you play Street Fighter 6 after this new update, what's the first song you're adding to that jukebox?
I mean, Jazzy NYC, I guess, but, you know, I'm just having it on mute and playing on Spotify, dog. You know? Well, man. I'll give you an honest answer.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's all I can ask for. honestly, I don't disagree. I was actually just thinking about that. It's like you could just turn the BGM off in the game and then just put whatever music you want. So I don't know why, like, everybody was kind of waiting for this. But we got some pretty cool answers, and I wanted to go over them because, you know, we have people who supposedly like this show and want to interact, so I want to showcase them. We had Centro on Twitter saying, if it's in there, Street Fighter 4 Indestructible. Just be careful about using that in content because Flo-Rida will copyright strike you, as I've learned.
Flo-Rida?
Yeah. What's it called? When I was Flo's YouTube manager, may Lord Umbasa rest his soul, I forget what it was, but like I don't remember if he like did a karaoke of Indestructible or if like there was Indestructible that he was putting over like a Street Fighter V trailer or something. And it got copyright stricken, and it was like Flo-Rida. I was like, oh shit. And then I did a karaoke of Indestructible a hot minute ago, and same thing happened. So Flo-Rida is out there trolling the YouTube, trying to look for people to copyright strike. He's not making enough money. But we also got some answers in our Discord. Bob Ace said, sorry, I'm not on Twitter. I'll pick Jazzy NYC. Too iconic. Well, there you go. And we have our boy Squidly. First one is Sakura's theme from Street Fighter Alpha 2. And honestly, I kind of agree with that one. I kind of like that one. Do I remember how it goes? I was like, oh yeah, I know that song. And now that I'm trying to think of what it is, I can't remember.
Alpha 2? That was the one that was really orchestrated, I think. Like had a big intro, and then it really hit the theme, and it was like really like jazzy and high energy.
Yeah, is Alpha 2 the one that they used like all of the assets for when they made Pocket Fighter? I always forget which one it is. The one where like the character select theme is like wah, wah,
wah, wah, wah, it could wah, be. Wah, wah. Yeah, I think so. Wah, I think Alpha 1 and 2 had the same character select theme.
Oh, cool. That makes sense. That makes sense. But anyway, that was our question of the day. Thanks everybody that participated. If you would like to participate for next time I bring this, when is that going to happen? Who the fuck knows? Just look out on Twitter or join our Discord. If you're on chat, you can type !! Discord. That's a command now. I've been working. I've been doing some work. And you can follow us on Twitter at Best of E Show. And then you can interact with us on Twitter. I've been tweeting a little too much, if I'm going to be completely honest. But anyway. That was the question of the day. Now, let's get to the topic that is on everybody's mind. And it's the dang patch notes. Because we've known... This is coming. Excuse me. We know that this update is coming. Like, they're taking the servers down in about 3 hours. Right. 3 hours is when the servers go down for, surprisingly, maintenance. And this is why I bring this up. If you go to the Buckler site, every time they take the servers down for an update, it's an update notice. This time around, it's just a maintenance notice. There's no update notice. There's no patch notes. There's no reasons of like what they're changing. There's nothing. Everybody on Twitter and off Twitter has been trying to look for the patch notes. It's gotten to the point where even Rick, you know, like the guy that is Evo and Combo Breaker, tweeted at Capcom Fighters asking for the patch notes. Silence.
Please. Please, can you throw me a bone? Something.
Yeah, and silence. And Capcom did announce something, and there is something going on right now. And it is that you can go on the Capcom Fighters channel and in the chat play Akuma in dynamic mode that is happening right now.
It's dynamic mode?
Yep. So if you go in the chat, like they have the commands at the bottom. There's somebody selecting something. I don't know who's working over there and trying to select stuff. Oh, they're doing a team battle. Cool. But anyway, so that, you know, they felt important enough to make, which I honestly, like, I think that's a cool idea. It's like, oh, look, you guys can, like, fuck around with the character that's not out yet. Ha 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 ha. And, you know, like I said, the servers go down in about 3 hours for the big update. And there are a lot of battle changes that they have shown. There are supposedly a lot of battle changes that they have not shown. I think it was just discovered, what, like, over the weekend that... Or actually, not even over the weekend, maybe, like, yesterday or 2 days ago, that the parry window is different coming for this update.
Increase the recovery.
Yeah, they increased the recovery, and they increased the active frames when you tap parry. So each was increased by 4. So in total, there's, like, 8 extra frames of a tap parry, which is a pretty big deal.
But not perfect parry, right?
No, not perfect parry. Just, like, whenever you tap parry, it's easier to get the punish counter for it. That's essentially it. Which, honestly, I think it's an okay change. I don't mind it. But, yeah, like, no mention of patch notes. Like, no information about, like, aside from, like, some of the stuff that they've shown. The people that have gotten access to the new patch were told by Capcom to, you know, not mess around too much. So... there is a part of me, there is genuinely a part of me, and I said this to you right before we started, I've said this on during the morning stream or the afternoon stream, whatever that's called. I think we live in the one timeline where they are not releasing patch notes.
It's a possibility.
Has that ever happened? Like,
not that I can think of, no. I think there's always been something, but... I guess the anticipation changes over time because the demand is higher. Now people want things as early as possible, and they want to be at the highest level. And especially with Combo Breaker around the corner, you want to have the competitive edge.
Yeah. So, and like
there's an expectation, but I feel like it's normal for them to release patch as the game comes out. It's just when one game does it, or they've done it a few times in the past, now it's expected to be done that way.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand, like, is writing patch notes hard? I don't think I've ever, like, thought of it, like, in that kind of mindset, right? Of, like, is writing patch notes a difficult thing to do and a time-consuming thing to do? From what I know...
I think there's a way to streamline it. If you talk to the people who did it.
Yeah.
And just relay that information, and somebody can cook up a document in less than a day. But it's that communication process that probably holds things up. And there's probably some strategic marketing also, and maybe some miscommunication as well.
Yeah.
Who knows what goes behind the closed doors?
I think the one thing that I do know that takes forever is Michael Murray was actually very candid about, like, him translating Tekken patch notes when Tekken 7 patch notes would come out, and, like, how he would, like, literally, like, have to stay up all night. And as somebody who has done some translating and transcribing, like, that shit is very difficult. So I'm 1,000%
you know, to see that. Accuracy is really important too. And are you going to also write that and test them all out and verify all the information is correct and make sure everything is there? It's going to be difficult.
Yeah. But I just think it's very interesting that, like, you know, and we talked a little bit about this last time we were on here, is that, like, there's been this bizarre shift in Capcom. Where, like, it felt like leading up to Street Fighter VI and leading up to the release, they were like, information, yeah, this is exciting, yeah, now just...
Yeah. Yep.
So, I don't understand what's changed. There's a part of me that thinks that the old corporate shenanigans has taken place, where, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but where I've worked on things, when I've worked on things in a corporate environment, they're always like, I don't know if this is going to actually do anything, so just do whatever you want. And then when it actually works and is popular and is valuable, they're like, oh, I'm going to take it from here, even though you created this thing and you're managing this thing. This is mine now.
It sounds like that Caleb Hammer skit he put out recently. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, you guys are really passionate in this project. It looks really good. Yeah, we just worked our asses off. We worked really hard. Yeah, get rid of half of it. What? What do you mean? Make it paid DLC.
Like, I can't tell you how many times I've, like, especially working in production, where, like, there was a specific thing that happened where I was working with somebody, and they got the, like, they pestered leadership enough to, like, go do something. And leadership was like, all right, fine, do it. And then all of a sudden, after they did it, and after, like, it was starting to come together, they were like, oh, this is actually really good, and you, what you said was true, but fuck you, we're gonna take it. Like, this is ours now. So, yeah, and, you know, that happens way more often than I think anyone is willing to admit. So there's a part of me that thinks that, like, they went to Nakayama-san and Matsumoto-san and were like, oh, hey, this is really popular. Fuck you. We're doing it now. Yeah, and I say that because, you know, like, I think... I don't know for sure, right? This is pure speculation and pure assumption, but it's, you know, like, past experiences of mine, and I think also, like, past things I've seen Capcom do in the past. You know, like, as soon as both Nakayama-san and Matsumoto-san took over, like, you know, we started getting a lot of cool stuff for Street Fighter V, right? Like, we got all of the video presentations, like, when they introduced V-Shift, when they were releasing Dan, when they were releasing all the other characters. When Street Fighter
single player mode,
yep.
When some cool looking characters,
yeah. When Street Fighter VI was coming out, like, they were, like, really showing off some really cool stuff. They were, like, you know, they gave, like, there were betas for the game. There were location tests, all this other stuff that was really cool. And now all of a sudden, like, it's just silence, right?
Like, from everywhere.
Yeah. So something's going on. Something's rotten in the state of Capcom.
Do you think it's good or bad?
I don't know whether it's good or bad, but what I would say is the way I feel about it is very negative.
the silence isn't good, but maybe they're cooking up so much that they're about to unleash. That could be a possibility. I mean, I have been pretty hopeful about the game. I think it came out the fences swinging. It was really fun. The meta got a little bit stale. And then the silence that there has been is a bit concerning. But maybe, I think this game can be a really, really good fighting game. Mm-hmm. It's a good fighting game right now, but yeah. It could be, like, the best of all time kind of thing. I think it can potentially be even better than Third Strike to me. But it does remain to be seen, and I think anything can happen at this point. I'm hoping for the best.
We'll
see what happens.
Yeah, and, you know, Gemgaman, I'm sorry if I pronounced your name wrong, in the chat, is saying, like, kind of what I've been thinking, is that, like, they don't want people to figure out the new patch notes. And I think they don't want people to figure out the new patch notes because they're not happy with the new patch notes. And I say that because it's not a secret that there are some characters who are struggling in Street Fighter VI at this current meta. Mm-hmm. Anybody that's not Luke, Ken, Juri. and it's not that the characters are bad. It's just that some characters play Street Fighter VI very well, and other characters are not playing Street Fighter VI at all. And as far from the Manon perspective, right? Manon doesn't play Street Fighter VI. She doesn't get, like, the same kind of pressure. She doesn't have a drive rush. And the change that they showed for her is so inconsequential and not impactful, I think, that I'm worried that they're like, oh, we're going to try to fix this thing, and they're just going, like, the wrong direction. And for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, go ahead. Sorry.
What they have shown so far has been a lot of buffs. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen very many nerfs. It's been, this character can do this now and this now. And to your point, what Manon will be able to do now is command grab the parry on. It'd be easier to parry it on react. It'd be easier to punish parry on reaction with the command throw with Manon, since it has more recovery.
Yeah.
So I think there's gonna be a lot of changes that are hard to process until you actually, you know, have experience with it. But to your point about the patch notes not being released on purpose because they're afraid of something going wrong, I think you're spot on, because you can have 20 things that are good in the patch notes, and then one new Luke combo, and everybody talks about that instead of playing the game. So if you release the patch notes now and you see 3 Luke buffs and you just skip everything else, that's what's going to go on Twitter first, and people are going to have this perception of, oh, well, this game is still the same, so I'm not going to play it.
Yeah.
So I can see that line of logic, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't know, man. The thing that I'm hoping is that they're going to release the patch notes when they take the servers offline, just because I think that's similar to what they've done in the past. However, that's at like 10 o'clock my time. That's bedtime. Especially after I took those gummies earlier. but yeah, I don't know. It just feels like such a bizarre like change of like order of operations, right? Just because, and I say that because like even before the last change, right? Like they had a very minor patch where they like gave a couple characters some new things. They took away, like they scaled JP's damage, but like all of that stuff was like very like published. So yeah. I don't know what
changed. I don't think it's going to be the full shebang either. I think it's going to be after Akuma's release, then they're really going to start not necessarily overhauling the game, but making drastic, heavy-handed changes to it.
Yeah. I will say that there were some really interesting changes. Like, are you like amazed or taken aback by any of the changes that they've shown so far?
No. I guess I've taken a step back just a little bit because I've just been enjoying, you know, mm-hmm. doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And there's not a whole lot more to explore for me in Street Fighter VI. The only thing I would do in Street Fighter VI is try to win online tournaments, me personally. Mm-hmm. And I'm not that interested in doing that. So I've just been sort of waiting on this release and seeing how it goes and seeing if the game is more fun.
Yeah.
Which that's not to say it's not fun or good now, but I think, mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of, you want something different.
It's tough to play. and I asked that because like there are some changes that I think were like super bizarre. Like they showed DJ's level 1 is more difficult to punish now. His level 1 super.
To punish with or to punish?
To punish. Like they showed specifically like somebody blocking DJ's level 1 super and then trying to punish, and it was, he blocked it. He blocked the punish. So
it's weird.
And same thing with the driver reversal, where they're like, oh, we're making this a little bit safer, but it's still not safe. Also, you can do it on wake up, and the wake up version beats everything except like a couple of things sometimes.
I'm not convinced that's going to be very good.
Yeah,
I'm with you. See it in action. It just depends on when you can. It depends on how early you can cancel it when you're getting up. Because maybe you can cancel it so early that it comes before you would even do your four frame. Like, you can cancel it so early in your wake-up recovery that it's, like, the fastest attack that you can do. Mm-hmm. But if it's not that, then it's kind of a problem because it has a screen freeze on it. So that means there may be some option selects where your input doesn't get accepted. There could be... It's reactable. So from what I've seen recently, Profit just posted that they did not change the startup of driver reversal. It's the mm-hmm. same. So that means you can still react to it. You can perfect parry it. You can super it. Invincible move. People jump on your wake up anyways. That may be the case. But there's other options that maybe I'm not seeing just yet that it may be useful against, like fireball drive rush on your wake up, and then you drive reversal them. But then that could lose to like a super. If they drive rush behind their fireball, then you wake up with drive reversal, and then you super them in your and you react, that's not going to feel very good.
that's true. Yeah, I do think something that the drive reversal change that I think people have been talking about, and I don't know this for sure, but a lot of people have been saying that drive reversal on wake up beats throws, like meaty throws.
Yeah, it should, because it's throw invulnerable. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's such a weak reward to throw, though.
Yeah,
2 bars for a throw. No Oki unless they're in the corner. So it's not that good of an answer for throw, although it may be. And it remains to be seen how everything lines up and the screen freeze and can there be an OS. I doubt there will be where you can still beat it and attempt the throw. But yeah, it just really depends on the timing and when you can drive reversal on wake up.
Yeah. And this is kind of the frustrating thing is because we don't have the full picture. Like there are some changes that just seem like out of pocket, stupid. but I think like my hope is that once we get the full patch notes, it'll be like, oh, this makes sense.
Yeah, I suppose that's the initial gut reaction is the hardest thing to fight. Like, I'm extremely patient and I'm so reasonable and nearly contrarian when it comes to like, oh, all these people think this, let me try to prove them wrong. But I don't like lie. Yeah. if they're right, they're right. And when you see something like Luke can now combo off of his heavy punch, like, well, you know this character is a problem right now. Mm-hmm. Why'd you do this? But that question, why is it like that, is such an important one that it's hard to get. You can't like call them up and be like, what was your logic behind buffing this character? Maybe there's other reasons.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. No, I do know that they took away his like back roundhouse into back roundhouse combos, which like, yay, I think. I don't know. But yeah, it just feels so bizarre to like not have that knowledge, especially when, you know, I think the reason why I'm bothered so much about it is, you know, it's an arms race. FGC, especially with updates and games, especially when there's like, you know, $1 million on the line, that shit's an arms race.
And I kind of wish it weren't sometimes. Maybe yeah, I'm just getting old. But the rush to get to the end game for like all video games these days is kind of getting, I mean, I'm a curious person and I love figuring out how things work and min-maxing. I love all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's at some point, there's some games that I play to just specifically not do that, to just turn my brain off and just, you know, enjoy them. But it's unavoidable. You can't get rid of that.
Yeah. You know, I recently have found the greatest enjoyment of Street Fighter VI than anything else I've ever experienced in Street Fighter VI. And that was learning Jamie and playing from Platinum to Diamond. Genuinely, like, I had so much fun just, like, fucking around and having a grand old time just, like, drinking in people's faces and, like, making people regret walking backwards just by drinking in their face. And then as soon as I got to Masters, it was like, oh, right, this is the game. And then,
yeah, it seems like fighting games are best before you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
They're the best before you really are getting down to like the nitty gritty and like a super high level learning it. That's the best time period. And that's why I think these events that are showcasing the different levels of skill, like in Japan, like with Seijem Slam, those are the correct thing to do. Like, that's the best formula for everybody because the game is made for them. Like, I'm being straight up, that's. It does have a high level aspect to it, but it's more the experience is, in my opinion, way more valuable for like the not master rank players.
Yeah. I forget who said this about the Seijem Slam, the second one. Somebody said it was like summer camp where like you get into a team and then you just work together for like a couple for like a month and then it's like, oh, it's over. Well, let's keep in touch. And then you never do. But some people have.
This is a weird thing that big streamers do is when you're on a Discord call with them, they don't say goodbye. They just hang up. That's what Emeru did. Me, Lucario, and Emeru were on that team tournament for Majin Obama's thing. And me and Lucario were like, where'd she go? She go.
You got to make her money, man. You got to make her money.
I think she was late to something, to be fair. So, but yeah. I've seen it happen to Triumph, too. On a Fall Guys tournament. He won the Fall Guys tournament and then he was by himself.
Oh, that's sick.
Not even a thank you or well done or hey, that was
wait, that, there's a name for that, isn't is it insensitive, the name? Isn't it called like an Irish goodbye or something like that?
Huh, that sounds pretty cool though. I mean, it doesn't offend me, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah. No, that it and you know, like, I kind of understand. It's like, you know, you just want to kind of, like, your brain has moved on to the next thing. So I get it. But that is really, really funny, though. That is really funny. I've never, like, thought about that. That's funny. But anyway, here we are, just with our thumbs up our mouths, waiting for patch notes and to see, like, what the next, I guess, year of Street Fighter 6 is going to be like. There's a part of me that hopes that they like do a couple like updates a little bit more frequently. Not like NRS frequently, but like find a happy medium of the two.
I'll tell you my approach. You say that we're kind of waiting for this. I don't feel like I'm waiting, really. I watched a YouTube video today. You know, Day9, he used to be a StarCraft content creator. He was like one of the beginning. He's still in there doing stuff, and he was playing Hades 2 and somebody's chat was backseating and he was like, I specifically have it in the title, don't backseat, I want a backseat. And then he got into this whole back and forth about why he doesn't want backseating and explaining how, you know, figuring things out on your own is a valuable experience. And he put it so eloquently, but at the end of it, he told the story about his friend, how he had this mentality that he really envied, where his friend would go out to eat and ask somebody, okay, we'll meet at this time. We'll meet at 9 p.m. And then his friend doesn't show up at 9. And then instead of being like, why is my friend there? Why isn't he, you know, nobody's here. I'm just here by myself. He's just like, oh, I'm just cool here by myself. I'll just eat. It's no big deal.
Word.
And I feel like I'm mostly like that. And that's how I feel about with the new fighting game stuff these days. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to be disappointed. I'm not going to. Maybe because I have something I've been enjoying in the background that's been doing pretty good. So I don't feel like I'm depending on something to make a difference.
I don't know, man. I just
of course want you want it to be great.
Yeah, I just want Rumbleverse back. Yeah.
Yep. I just want to play Rumbleverse back.
Yeah. Man, we still need to get like a trio going for what's that called? The Punch Club?
Rumble Club.
Rumble Club? Fight Club? Whatever.
I saw Greg playing Hades too, man. He's in the depths. He's gone. It's gone like Emeru.
Oh man. Well, look, there is a very exciting, like we said earlier, like one of the greatest decisions ever made is Rick polling the community, and the community with 81%, well, over 81% of the vote saying, let's run the new stuff. Fuck it. So I'm excited to see that. So since Combo Breaker's coming up, Automatic, I think we need to place a bet. We need to do our tournament, like monthly tournament pizza / quesabirria bet. I don't have any of this information in front of me, so I am in dire straits right now. Give me one second.
I have names that I gotta pick.
I asked you to do make your picks, and then I forgot to do my picks. I feel like
I haven't done mine either, so I thought we were just gonna do like a kickball. Get this guy, yeah, you get that guy.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm pulling up the thing here, the doobly doo. All right. Top eight for mystery game tournament. Who you got? I'm kidding. With that said, though, Steve, Ace King Off Sujerk, ex co-host of the show here, now like full time dad, said something on Twitter today that I completely forgot about, and now I am very much looking forward to this weekend. Something about Combo Breaker. And kind of Chicago tournaments in general is they have those auction tournaments. Those auction tournaments are so sick. For those of you that don't know, these auction tournaments, they essentially, like, they get, like, a specific amount of, like, they draw random characters, and then they auction off, like, who is going to play those characters. And you pay, like, you auction off with money. And then the money that they pull together is the prize pool for this auction tournament. My favorite auction tournaments to watch are Marvel vs. Capcom 3 because they choose random teams, which is hilarious. I don't know if that's going to be the case this year just because I haven't been watching the game, but I used to love watching MKX auction tournaments just because, like, people would get so heated to the point where, like, people would spend thousands of dollars on a character that somebody else doesn't get to play them. And the same thing happened in Street Fighter V, too, in, like, 2017, I think, where, like, some guy bought Karen for, like, $1,000 or something, and Punk was like, why? But, yeah, so that I just wanted to bring that up just because, like, that's genuinely, like, one of my favorite parts of Combo Breaker, and I completely forgot about it, so I'm looking forward to watching it. Okay, let's talk about the Street Fighter VI bracket. There are going to be quite a lot of, like, there's a lot of big names that I'm seeing here on the brackets.
Projected bracket? Oh, snap!
Yeah, among those, like, there's a lot of names that I haven't heard in a hot minute, which I was going to say excited, but I think I'm kind of indifferent just because, like, I don't know them very well, but, you know, they are names that I recognize, especially, like, you know, growing up on the East Coast. Like, Defeat Lee is going to be there. He signed up to play. Ludovic, Chun-Li player from the East Coast as well.
We go way back.
I've had to play him
in Grand Finals a couple times.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Danka, ex-co-host of the show here, is going to be there as well. And he's in the Street Fighter VI pools. Jabali is always fun to see. Just because, like, dude, like, his... It's funny because, like, before I knew the FGC, I played Dive Kick. So my first impressions of Jabali was Jafali from Dive Kick. And it's very accurate.
His head getting bigger.
My first CEO was last year. It was the first time I ever went to CEO, and I was talking with Jabali like towards the end of the tournament, and I was like, "Hey man, like this was like I had a really good time." And you know, like I was having a conversation with him. I was like, "Hey, this has been a really positive experience. I really appreciate it." And he goes, "Now you know why I'm the best at what I do." And then he hopped on a Segway and started driving away on the Segway, and trying to look very badass. But then like this little kid stopped him for a picture, so he looked real. So like completely ruined like whatever like was like he pictured in his head. It was just very funny. Joe Umarogan's gonna be there, and Joe Umarogan was a part of Capcom Cup this past year, if I'm not mistaken. Midwest Hero, Just a Kid, winner of last year's Street Fighter V tournament. Smug, Perfect Legend is a name that's on there. Let's see who else. I saw the name Three Eyes, and my brain auto-corrected that to Snake Eyes. I don't know if Snake Eyes is there. Who else is in here? Sleep? Hollywood Sleep? That's a name I haven't heard in a hot minute.
He's actually pretty good at this game. I played him in ranked a couple times.
Oh, cool.
He can make some noise.
Hell yeah. There's somebody named Apology Boy. Idom's going to be there. Leshar is going to be there. Our Triumph.
That's crazy.
We were just talking about Triumph. Noah the Prodigy. Super Yan is going to be there. You know, her Honda is hilariously good, and I really enjoy watching her play. Who else here? I was going to say a name, but I stopped myself. Papa Greg is going to be there. I just saw his name pop up.
I got to pick him. He's going to be on my list. He's got.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's my Corazon pick.
Ooh. Mono is going to be there. Squall. He's a Nikali player from Street Fighter V that I played a lot. Dual Kevin. Marine. Golden Sen. Henry Sen from New York. I wonder how his Honda is in this game. He plays Sim. He plays Sim, really? Oh, man. I thought he was playing Honda. I'm not crazy, right? He used to play Honda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he beat me. I've had to play him at, I think it was the East Coast Throwdown. I played his Honda. I played Hugo in Street Fighter 4. I was like, this match was not winnable, is it? This is not a good matchup for Hugo. This is not, I don't like this game.
Mothman, also going to be there, which is exciting.
Mono. I see Mono.
Mono's in there. I don't know who this person is, but their name is Inconsiderate Raccoon, and I find that pretty funny, so I'm happy they're there.
They're pretty well known.
Omega Tom Hanks. That's a name I always see at tournaments. I have no idea who they are, but I always see their name. Somebody named Uni 2 player. who else? Is there like another funny name? Oh, Phenom's gonna be there. I think that might be it for names that I can see here. Hoji FGC, the Red Tornado. I think he was an Akuma player in Street Fighter V, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, so here's how this is gonna work. Sorry, I went on a tangent of looking at names. It's starting to hit me, so we're getting close to the end. Here's how this is gonna work. Automatic and I are each going to pick five players, and we're going to do this snake draft. So Automatic is gonna start, then I'm gonna pick, then he's gonna pick, then I'm gonna pick, et cetera, until we both have five players. The simplest way to do this, I think, is the following. Whatever place our players get, they receive that amount of points. So if you pick whoever the winner is, that person gets 1 point. If you pick who, like somebody else and they get 10th, they get 10 points. Whoever has the least amount of points wins. Right? That makes sense?
No.
No?
I'll just pick everybody who goes 0-2 and I'll get no points.
No, but there'll be like how many entrants are there? Hold on, for Street Fighter 6, let me see. Also, there's like 4,500 people going. That's pretty cool. There is Where's the thing? Oh, overview. Sorry. I'm going through Smash GG right now. Overview.
So you're saying if they were to get like the lowest place possible, they would get like 256 points or something.
Yes.
Like that.
Yeah. So like for example, there's 1,438 entrants for Street Fighter VI. So if somebody goes 0-2, they get 1,438 or whatever the place is. Right?
Okay.
So
okay.
The person with the least amount of points wins. Let me go back to where I was before now. Here we go. Automatic. You take the first pick.
Lil Kevin.
Who are you picking? Your first out of the five players you will pick.
Lil Kevin.
Dual Kevin? Damn. That's who I was going to pick. you're taking Dual Kevin. I'm going to pick... You know what? Look, he got sponsored by one of those companies that got a shit ton of money from Saudi Arabia recently for the Esports World Cup or whatever. I'll take Noah. Noah, the prodigy. Okay.
You know, when someone gets sponsored, they usually have their worst performance.
Yeah. But I believe Noah is going to break that curse.
I haven't been thinking about the potential changes, too. But, I mean, that's unpredictable. There's nobody to really know. But I'll put Shine. No, Lashar.
Lashar? Oh, okay, that was going to be my next pick. Lashar. And you know what? I'll take... you said Papa Greg was going to be your hard pick. I am a Shine fan.
Okay.
So I'll go with Shine. Lord Shine. The $3 shape up. Dude, I still find it so... I every once in a while, like, I'll go back to, like, old base monster videos. I love watching the videos where like he accidentally just breaks stuff. And I've interviewed him about those specific moments. And unfortunately, I lost the hard drive that those interviews are on. So they're lost to the ether. But his retelling of those stories are so funny. Especially like the one where he broke the headphones at NLBC after like he lost to Sanford Kelly, I think. Where he was just like, he just got so mad that he like slammed his stick and then he looked down and he, like, the headset was in like two pieces. okay. Leshar was your last pick. I picked Shine. Who's next?
So we got three more left, correct?
Yes. We each have two.
Just a kid?
So you're taking Just a Kid. There's a part of me that wants to pick Joe Umurogin, but I also don't want to pick Joe Umurogin because of the changes, right? You know what? I'll go with another hard pick. I'll pick Idom.
That's not bad.
I'll pick Idom. All right, so the picks for you so far are Dual Kevin, Leshar, and Just a Kid. I have Noah the Prodigy, Shine, and Idom.
I have three more people that I want to pick, but I think I'm going to go with two hearts. But I actually think Berkish, I'm not picking Berkish, but I think he's going to do really well because he got second at that Berkish. But I'm just mentioning that because I think he's going to do really well, but I'm not going to pick him because I'd rather pick Zaf, and you probably know the fifth one now.
Zafirina?
Yep.
And your fifth is going to be Papa Greg?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm going to pick Papa Greg. I'm kidding.
Go ahead.
Okay, so... I've seen a lot of Mothman recently, but I haven't seen him play. I've just seen his name pop up a lot. So I think I'm going to pick...
He's a Rashid player?
I think so. So I think I'm going to put... there's a name on here. Top 24. One of the projected top 24 players that I'm going to pick. I'm a big fan of this guy. He started getting well known around Street Fighter 4, and then he was very well known for eating his boogers on stream. So I'll pick Smug.
Uh,
I'm not picking Smug because he's known for hating boogers on stream. I'm picking Smug because I like how he plays. And I think, much like in Street Fighter V, like, I think he needs some time to find his stride in new games. And I think this new season is a perfect starting place for him. So, looking forward to see how he does. And then you have one more. Oh, you were going to pick...
Papa Greg.
Papa Greg. I'm so afraid of saying his name. I don't know why. I think there's just like a fear. I'll call him Mags.
Yep.
Oh, there's Berkish. Berkish is projected to get to top 24. Joey, I don't like how he plays. Not to say he's not a good player. It's just a vibe thing, you know. And we live in a vibes based economy. Okay, you know what? I mean, just because I'm kind of lost on picks, I'll throw in Berkish in there. Let's see how he does.
It's a good pick.
I don't know if you're just setting me up for failure, but we'll see. He is projected to get top 24. And Zach in a Box. He's going against Zach in a Box. I think Zach in a Box is a TO from the Midwest. Minnesota, I think.
Heard the name.
Yeah.
He used to play Coley.
Did he? That sounds
Coley
familiar.
In Street Fighter V.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. That sounds familiar. Okay, so here are the teams. Automatic. You have Dual Kevin, Leshar, Just a Kid, Zaffarino, and Magnegro. Shit, I said it. Oh no, I'm canceled. And I have Noah the Prodigy, Shine, Item, Smug. Oh my god, it's Team New York. and Berkish. Literally, all NLBC guys. Although, I don't know. Is Noah... Noah's not an East Coast guy, right? Is he a Midwest guy?
No. I almost think he's West Coast.
He's West Coast? I don't know where Berkish is from either. But yeah, I'm upset that I didn't get the Leshar pick. I should have gotten him first. I feel bad. But anyway, that'll be my mistake to pay for when I have to buy UK Siberia.
We'll see, man, because 3 days is a long time.
Yeah,
I mean, it's probably more like a day and a half, maybe two, because they're going to travel one of those days.
Yeah. Although,
they should have enough time to adjust.
Yeah, and what's really interesting is, I don't know if you saw this announcement, but Rick got together with a couple of the Midwest TOs and the Chicago TOs, and they're basically just going to have a ton of setups on Thursday starting at noon all around that hotel. It's going to be so sick. Have you ever been to the new Combo Breaker Hotel?
Probably not. No. I went to the old one the Pheasant Run. That's the one I've been to.
So for this new hotel, they have this gigantic lobby, right? And the way it works is like there's the hotel and then there's like these really weird crosswalks and like a path that you take that like is almost as long as the Pheasant Run, if I'm going to be completely honest, to get to the convention center side. But the hotel lobby is like, it's very like one of those like, oh, it's a modern architecture. It's tall and everything is like white. And they have like this weird section that kind of looks like the Times Square stairs. On one side, they have a bunch of couches next to a fireplace on another side. They have a bunch of tables. They have a bunch of like things that look like beanbag chairs on the other side. So every time I've gone to Combo Breaker that's been at that hotel, the entire place is just littered with setups of like anything ranging from like some like Mugen game that I've never seen before to like people playing like Central Fiction to like Street Fighter 6 and Dragon Ball Fighter setups. It's really cool. And what's really interesting about the hotel is every time I've gone there, and this is something that Steve Ace King Opsu Jurek pointed out when we first went in 2022, when you walk into the hotel during Combo Breaker weekend, it's exactly like walking into an arcade because you just hear the echoes of it.
That's sick.
It's really cool. It's really cool. Like the entire hotel is just FGC people, with of course with exceptions. But yeah, like there's just like this constant like white noise of button clacking. So I really wish I was going just to see like what that's gonna look like on Sunday, where everybody's gonna get like access to the new patch. With everybody. Yeah. Somebody said it's or Cheyenne is asking it's completely outside of Chicago. Yeah, it's in a it's a town over. It's called Schaumburg.
Still close to the airport.
Yeah, yeah. It's like less than a 5-minute drive. It's a really cheap Uber just to get from the airport to the hotel.
Total.
Yeah, which is such a crazy difference from like having to take the shuttle from the airport and like ride for an hour to get to the Pheasant Run. So I'm a big fan of this new hotel. The Pheasant Run was really cool, but it was like there were a lot of cool things about the Pheasant Run. There was also a lot of bad things about the Pheasant Run, and the Renaissance is not perfect by any means, but I think the convenience factor is very high, which makes me want to go do it more. But yeah, anyway, so we have the bets. We bitched about Street Fighter 6. How's Akuma doing? Let's see how the Twitch chat is fighting Akuma here. It looks like they're fighting Honda. Oh, they lost. All right. All right, that's how that's going. I'm going to look at Twitter one more time before we close out the show just to see if like we somehow got some patch notes maybe. Going to Street Fighter.
That would be on brand if we close the show and then they drop the patch.
It's going to happen, I swear. Okay. The only things they have are a tweet from an hour ago saying, play Akuma via Twitch chat right now. So, dude, I don't know how I would feel if there are no patch notes.
It wouldn't bother me. Patch notes, no patch notes for Third Strike. I'm still learning new stuff.
Yeah, and later Ragged in the chat says the patch notes are going to drop 1 hour from now. Honestly, as soon as I hit offline, they're probably going to drop. Oh, aside from Combo Breaker, something cool that I think we're going to talk about next week is exactly 7 days from this very moment, Multiverse is going to come back, and they announced the two new characters. Really? Yeah, did you see the new two characters they announced? The two new characters?
I think so.
Yep, Jason Voorhees Agent Smith. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
I was really hoping for like the Powerpuff Girls or like Dexter's Lab or Ed and Eddie, just because that's what I grew up with. But either way. Still, like, two sick characters coming in. I'm happy with it. I don't know who Banana Guard is, but that guy looks funny. And there's one with boobs for some reason. Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. But anyway, that's going to do it. I'm starting to go. So it's time. the timer's up.
The timer's also spinning around, so I got to go.
Yeah, it's time for me to like go watch. I've been watching Gaki no Tsukai recently. That shit's so good.
Really? Yes, that's a good show. Do they have new ones?
So they stopped, I think like 1 year after the pandemic is when they stopped doing like the long ones, like the 6-hour shows. But they still have, like they have an actual variety show that airs. Good. And I was watching, this is the last thing I'm going to talk, I don't know why I'm sharing this on a fighting game podcast, but I want to talk about it because it was so funny. And if I had the means to do this, I would 1,000% do it. They did this thing, and this was like a while ago, like maybe like 10 years ago or something. They did this thing where they went around to different parts of Tokyo in anime cosplays before like cosplaying was like more widely known. And each person had a mission. Like they had to go buy something specific. One of the guys, Jose, Yamasaki Jose, had to go buy spaghetti at their stop. For whatever reason, he wasn't able to acquire spaghetti. So him and another guy went to a town over and bought spaghetti, completely cheating, and then came back. He got caught. So as his punishment, they made him fly to Italy to buy a plate of spaghetti and bring it back. And here's what gets even worse. He did this all in one shot. 14-hour flight from Tokyo to Rome, and then another 6-hour flight from Rome. And the specific thing was he had to go to the very tip of the boot, like the heel of the boot. So he did a 14-hour trip from Tokyo to Rome, and then a 6-hour trip from Rome to the heel of the boot, and then another drive from the airport to like the tip of the heel. He got there at midnight, midnight local time, and he was walking around restaurants like asking people for pasta while in cosplay. Oh, it was so sick, dude. It was so sick. But anyway, that's what I've been watching. And I'm probably going to watch some more of that because that shit's funny. I wish... Maybe I'll watch it on stream. Fuck it. Who cares? Anyway, Automatic, I'm starting to go. Any final words before we split here?
Nope. See you tomorrow with Akuma. I'll figure it out.
Yep, for sure. And like I said before, I'm super happy to see you again. I'm happy we're back. Sorry for the delay.
Thank you.
I was struggling.
Yeah, I've been a bit low energy because I'm trying to stay off of caffeine. My eyes been jacked up. My back's been jacked up. My shoulders been jacked up. My neck's been jacked. So I have been just keeping it low energy lately and just, you know, letting myself recover a little bit and get back on the grind.
Yeah, no, I think since the last time we've done this show, I was prescribed Adderall. So I'm in the exact opposite spectrum, especially because like now I'm like, we're trying to find like the right dosage. And like a couple days ago, my psychiatrist was like, oh, just try like two hits of Adderall and see if that works. It was too much. Like, I was like, oh,
two
God.
Hits are cool. Two hits. Oh, there's only one hit left on my cooler. I can't take two.
Dude, like, have you ever watched that episode of Futurama where where they get a tax rebate of $300 and Fry drinks 300 cups of coffee? And when he drinks he drinks 100 cups of coffee. And when he drinks the 100th cup of coffee, like, everything's moving in slow motion. Right? That's how I felt when I was on, like, two hits of Adderall. So I'm still, like, trying to figure out, like, where that's at. But, you know, we're getting there. We're getting there. Finally, I feel like my brain's finally, like, working how it should. And sometimes. Sometimes. But, yeah. Anyway. Sorry for rambling. Just get the fuck out of here before this gets any worse.
Thanks. Everybody get down.
Thanks, everybody, for watching. You know, socials, Best of E Show, blah, 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 blah. Automatic at Jibbo on the YouTubes. Anywhere else? What am I missing?
I mean, I was on Kick, but I stopped streaming on Kick. I'm about to stop streaming on YouTube, too, man. What's a weirdos. Now, YouTube's been good, actually. The donations on YouTube have been outstanding. But,
oh, cool.
Yeah, Kick, I think I'm done with Kick. Kick.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere near that website, especially with, like, the stuff surrounding some of the people that run that website and some of the people affiliated with that website. So,
not surprising, I guess.
Yeah, so I'm staying very far away from it. But anyway, just like how I'm going to stay very far away from the beginning of this show by ending it. So thanks, everybody, for watching. Okay. We'll see you here next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. I'll probably have to buy you some quesabirria, and then we'll probably talk about how there's no new patch notes. Cool.
We'll be community made patch notes. We're going to make them ourselves, just like the Alex trailer.
Yeah, just like them old days. Just like the good old days. All right. Automatic, much love to you. Whoa. You got jump scared. We all got jump scared because she like materialized out of the background. That was sick. Anyway, later. Goodbye. Thank you, Automatic. Happy to see you. Thank you, chat. Goodbye.